Oigan, mil disculpas, no hemos sacado un episodio nuevo because we have been so busy. It's been wild at the Casa de los Papiringos. Pero les dejamos aquí un episodio que grabamos hace una semana. Pues bueno, you guys can get a little hint of like what's going on. I promise you that tomorrow, Friday, March 22nd, Judit and I will record. Aparte que nos llegó un equipo nuevo de TikTok and we want to test it out. Así que, thank you for your patience. Nos vemos pronto.
Couple of weeks.
Welcome to the podcast of
Where the cameras?
All right. So, dude, I really liked Brianna's interview. I think it's one of the most awesome episodes because she has been a fan of mine for such a long time.
Alfred, you hear that?
I'm kidding. I was just saying that, but chingar. No, but honestly, Brianna was amazing. She obviously listened to the podcast because she asked...
She's a fan.
She asked all the right questions. Like, she literally followed up on a lot of things. And it was just... It was really, really good. So, after that, we didn't record because... What? You...
No, because I went to Mexico. Yeah, I went to Mexico.
Yeah, we were supposed to record.
And then...
The week after... And we didn't.
Because I was pooped from that trip. We went to Michoacán for 3 days. And traveling for 3 days is fucking exhausting. We tried to cover as much as we could. But I still feel tired. Like, we didn't do anything last weekend. We just didn't get to it. I was literally sleeping.
Yeah. So, you see... Every time we're delayed is because of Judit.
Shut the fuck up. Because I would have powered through.
And listen, this is un compromiso, Judit.
This is, it's Women's International. Oh, it's not. It's not the month. It's just a day. Anyways, I'm going to validate myself by saying that we all need self-care and I needed to just
decompress. You need a little too much self-care.
Well, that's good. There's never enough.
And anyways, this morning, we went to go walk with Alfred. We were 25 minutes late because, yeah, you guessed it. Judit se tuvo que peinar, se tuvo que no sé qué. She had to look cute. And it's beginning to be a little fucking annoying, Judit.
Next
time you do it.
You never know who's out there looking.
Well, te hubieras parado más temprano, güey, because last night I told you we were going to leave at 8 on the dot. And we left at like 8:10, which is why we were 25 minutes late. So next time you do that. I'm going to record you and I'm going to put you on blast.
Actually, I wasn't even intending to go because Alfred didn't invite me. He invited me last minute. Like always. They always invite each other to go out and they always say, oh, I guess you can bring your sister. Fucking
well, that's,
bitches.
I mean,
so I wasn't going to go. But then this morning I woke up and I was like, you know what? A run would be great. And they were going to walk and do their thing. And I was like, I'm going to run. So I was like, yeah, I'm down.
So yeah, so that was fun because we were able to catch up with Alfred, who has obviously been on this podcast before. And platicamos de todo. We caught up because it's been a while. We went to go have breakfast. And
it was honestly very sweet. I think I've said this to you before. And I said it at Thanksgiving, I think. But I really, really appreciate Alfred's friendship for you. I feel like that's, like, the friendship that... Like, I don't know. Alfred's just such a great person. And today was just fun. It was fun to hang out with him. And he's just... You can tell he genuinely cares about you guys' friendship, as you do, too. But it's just like a genuine friendship, you know?
Yeah,
it's I don't think I've ever had... Well, actually, I have seen you have some.
You don't have any friends. Bye.
Yeah, but Luis is the biggest cunt, so...
No, it's a really... It's awesome. You know, no... no. Bye, buddy. Conocemos por mucho tiempo. Nos hemos conocido como por unos 6, 7 años. But
I mean, I
don't know. We've really learned to, like, he knows me. I know him, right? Like, it's pretty cool to be able to have that kind of friendship where it's like, you know, what did he say today? Because we're talking to him about a project that we're going to be working on. And he's like, listen, I know that when Luis tells me this, he's not expecting, like, any feedback or anything. But so that was pretty.
He tolerates you for sure.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Anyways, so we did that and he just got a new job, which is awesome. He was telling us all about it and we were making fun of him for a little bit. And but it was fun. It was all in good fun. So after that, we actually went to a thrift store that you had seen a long time ago and you wanted to go.
I know.
That was in Long Beach.
Yeah.
Which is a Salvation Army.
It was honestly, I remember passing through it. And that's another reason why I wanted to go too, because Luis was like, we're going to go to Long Beach. And I was like, oh, I remember seeing this thrift store when I was on my way to a date. And the thrift store here in Santa Ana, the Salvation in Santa Ana, is literally the size of Luis's room right now. It's so tiny.
It only has 3 parking spaces.
And literally when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, there has to be some good shit in there. Like, there has to. And I wanted to go back. And I told Luis, I was like, we need to go back. And no me acordaba de la calle ni nada, because I passed it on my way to my date. So we thankfully found it, and I could say that it was a good Salvation Army. It was for sure better than the one we have here at home.
I mean, was it better? I mean, they just had more things.
You literally got a bunch of shit.
Yeah, but it's not a Salvation Army that I would make the trip, because it would be like a 20-30 minute.
Obviously
so, not. Will I go back? No, I'm not going to go back.
But if you're in the area.
But if I'm in the area and I have time, then yes, right? Pero, yeah, we did find a couple of great things. And as a matter of fact, there was this guy that was following me because I literally was...
Did you hear that, Alfred? He's getting recognized. They were following him
at the Salvation Army. No, I was not getting recognized. But there was a guy that, like, literally was following me. And then at one point, I grabbed something and he was like, oh, I don't think you want to take that because I saw it earlier and it was broken. And I was like... Bullshit, it wasn't broken. I just think he probably eyed it, like lo vio, and then he wasn't sure, and then he saw me pick it up and was like, oh fuck. Shit, I fucked up, right? Because it's this really amazing piece. I'll like go to my TikTok account and you'll see it. It's made in Mexico. Es una olla either para frijoles or arroz or whatever. But I've never... Oh, you know what? We're going to use that olla for when we start doing carne asadas during the summer. And once my dad cooks it, we can put it in there to keep it warm.
Because there's never a fucking trace for that.
Yeah. Okay. So anyways. And then my nephew is going to do his primera comunión. And we found some water pitchers for that. I sent a picture to them and I was like, look, I think these are great. Do you guys want them? And they were only $1.99. So anyways, I think this guy was just, and then afterwards he was just like following me, viendo que veía. And then I would leave that section and he would come right in to see like, what is this guy eyeing? I think he probably thought that like, oh, this guy knows like the good stuff from like the Chotsky shit, right? So anyway, so that was that. And yeah, it was a good day. Tomorrow, I'm actually going to go to San Diego to, well, by the time you hear this, I will have already gone to San Diego porque Pam is having an event and she invited me. And so we're going to talk about, ¿cómo se llama? We're going to talk about Mágico Tours and we're going to talk about other things. She wants me to help her with her social media. So, I'm excited to go to that.
It's a busy weekend for you.
It is.
But, today was such a great day. It was a beautiful day. And I feel like we bond a lot in the weekends.
Well, yeah, because we either go to the swap meet or thrifting. And you know what? That's one of the things that through my TikTok channel, I do want to create this series where people pay a monthly fee of like $2.99 to be a part of this. And then I'm going to have a separate website for them. And I'm going to go and purchase items, and then they will have an opportunity to buy those items. So, for example, let's just say que me costó $10 a set or whatever. Then they can go out and buy it, and then I'm going to add like a 10% finder's fee, and then they can pay for shipping. Pero, por ejemplo, si costó $10 a 10%, that's what, like a dollar, right? Mm-hmm. So they're going to buy it for $11. And it's going to be like first come, first serve kind of thing, because a lot of people are always like, oh my God, you always find the best things. But I don't think that it's finding the best things. I think that what happens sometimes for the people that don't always go thrifting, they see shit and there's a ton of shit, all of it together, you know, and it's not acomodado. It's not displayed beautifully. And so I think that what I have is that I'll look at something and I'll look beyond how fucked up it is at that moment and how dirty it is, or how it's like amontonado with other things. And I'll look at the item and I'm like, oh my God, this would look so great with this, or this would be a great centerpiece, or whatever the case may be. And then you have to go, like, whenever you go thrifting, you have to go through the aisle a couple of times, because again, there's so much shit on the shelves that se te pueden pasar algunas cosas. You know,
the more you go through it, the more fucking shit you find.
Yeah, but like, it's great, because like last weekend we went to the swap meet. It was Fernando and I, we went to the swap meet. We weren't going to go because it was raining for like in the morning. And then we went, y llegamos como a la una de la tarde, and we found a puesto that was selling everything at 50 cents a piece. And I ended up buying 7 copas that I was like, estas están bien bonitas. I looked them up when I got home, and they were mid-century vintage copas, which they were selling for $195 for 6 of them.
Fuck.
I know. And I got them for, I got everything in that puesto for $11.50. So it was just, I feel like that's the thing, that cuando va la gente, if you're not into thrifting, if you're not into like seeing beyond what's in front of you, then it could be daunting. It could be like stressful. It could be like, wait, I can't find anything. When in reality, there's a lot of shit there that if it was washed, if it was placed right, you would absolutely want it and fall in love with it. So that's what I want to do. TikTok is not allowing for a new series to begin right now, because I think that they're working on something. But as soon as they do, I'm going to create that. Or if not, maybe I should create an OnlyFans for this. I think that would be really cool to create an OnlyFans for it and finally say, hey, I have an OnlyFans. And then people get there and it's like, for vintage
Luis's hands
basically. so yeah, what do you all think about that? I mean, I think people have asked.
It could be a bop.
Yeah, so anyways, also we went to Target.
Oh my God, yeah, Luis was on the hunt.
On the hunt for some platos. There is a brand, I forgot the name of the brand, but again, go to my TikTok and you'll be able to see it there. They had ceramic platos that looked like barro. They were ladrillo red and they were beautiful. And I wanted to buy platos extendidos y unos platos hondos, pero el Target nada más tenía 8 de los platos hondos y 7 de los platos extendidos. Entonces, I was like, oh, I'm going to try to look for it online and blah, 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 blah. But that video got a lot of hits. And a lot of people, at least 10 people, send me DMs and they're like, I bought them online. I already got them. And this girl that I've been helping with her wedding, she was like, Luis, those are awesome. And she bought 20 for her wedding. She's going to have a backyard wedding. And so, yeah, so I love this whole thing of, reviewing items. Me está gustando. And I feel like people are paying attention to it. And they're buying some of these things. I mean, just like the comforter thing, you know?
Oh my God, yeah, the comforter.
I mean, tell, how is the comforter? Is it great?
Yes, it's great.
Do you love it?
I do love it. Uh-huh. I do love it. It's cute and all. I mean, I have nothing else to say. I'm just a fucking lazy ass, and and yeah, washing it sometimes me da como, I don't want to fucking do it because it's big.
Yeah, well, you got like, a Kelly king size. Yeah, it's bigger than the one I have.
But it's great.
So shall we talk about your dates, the Asian guy?
Oh my god!
I mean, was I right? Was I wrong?
You were not wrong. You were not right.
Exactly. Sorry, exactly.
You were not right. The thing is that I think
I was right.
No, it's not even that, because I don't think he backed off. I backed off. I think he genuinely was,
because I was right.
No, I think he genuinely was busy, and he didn't know how to communicate that he was busy. And look, I've grown to be the type of person now that I will voice what I want. And
which is great.
And I think, well, I don't know, because the last time that I went on a date, I did that. And the guy that I was with was like, he's like, it seems like you want to have like, he said, it seems like you want a relationship. And I was like, well, yeah, dude, like, eventually, right? Like, that's what I want. That, why is your hair fucking...
I don't know.
Tonight will be the night. Anyways, fucking... Y'all should see Luis right now. It looks a little bit emo. But anyways, I think it comes off as intimidating when a woman tells a guy exactly what they want and como que se espantan, and they're like, oh shit, wait a minute. Maybe this girl wants to get married tomorrow. But that's not the thing. The thing is...
I mean...
No, the thing is I know what I want and I voice it. I'm not saying that I want it tomorrow, today. It's just so that that person knows, like, if this isn't what I want, then move out of my way. You know, like, we're not here to waste each other's time. But anyways, this guy, I guess he just didn't know how to fucking communicate. Something so simple like saying, hey, girl, I'm busy. I'm moving. I'm going through shit. I can't talk to you right now. Like, he can't do it. I just don't understand how people just don't know how to fucking do that. But anyways, I was telling Luis yesterday that as I'm getting ready to go out on another date,
mm-hmm.
He calls, and I was like, and I deleted his number. I deleted everything because I was like, no, fuck this. Like, I'm cool. He calls and he's like, hey, Judith, are you busy? And I was like, who's this? And he was like, it's Q. And I was like,
oh, great. You just, well, I
mean, he doesn't give a fuck. he's non-existent now. But he was like, it's cute. I was like, yeah, I am busy actually. And I just stood there on the phone. I kind of was like, is this really happening? Like, is he really calling me back? Like, the huevos, like, you're really calling me back? Like, for what? So then he texts me, and I think he noticed my tone and voice of when I said, hey, I'm busy, or the fact that I said, who is this? And was probably like, fuck, I feel stupid now. Like, you know? Because then he sent me a message saying like, hey, I'll call you when I'm off of work. I really want to talk to you. And all I did was just like the message, and I was like, nah, we're good. Like, if you don't call me, I'm chill, and I'm not here to chase. I'm here to attract. So.
Well, sorry about that, but we're recording in my room, and...
Luna follows me everywhere. I can't leave my child unattended. So, but anyways, that was the point. The moral of the story is, if America's hearing out there... yeah, I just think that it's very important to voice what you want, and it doesn't mean that you're... I don't want to say desperate, but it doesn't mean that you're in a rush, because I'm not in a rush. I was telling Luis that, I don't even want to bring this up, but because I don't even know if they listen, but I don't want to throw them under the bus, but I think it's very important that you communicate and voice what you want,
uh-huh.
And not voice it only because maybe you feel like te está dejando el tren, or...
Choo-choo train rolling up the choo-choo lane. I hear your whistle blowing loud. Choo-choo!
Because you're comfortable with someone, or because what if I don't find somebody else? I think that's not it. I think now at this age, at least mine, where I'm like mature and I understand what I want in a relationship and how a relationship should play out, I don't care if I intimidate other or guys when I say like what I want. I'm gonna say it because eventually someone's gonna be like, yeah, I want the exact same thing, and cool, let's just go from there. But yeah, so that's kind of what happened yesterday.
But you said you went out on a date yesterday, and how was that?
That was a 10 out of 10.
Are you looking for love?
Yes, unquestionably so.
I don't want to be alone. I want to find someone.
I haven't dated in 33 years.
You could imagine I have to kiss many frogs to find the right guy.
Nope.
I loved the fact that this person was like attentive. He didn't make me feel uncomfortable. He showed up with like a cute little gift. He didn't let me pay for a single thing. And listen, I'm also the type of person que no soy encajosa. So if I'm going on a date, like, okay, if we're doing like several things that night or that date, it's like, if he got it, then I know like, oh, maybe I'll get food, maybe I'll get dessert, whatever, right? But he did not let me pay for a single thing. And I was like, I know I deserve this. This is nice. But
has he texted?
Yeah, he did.
What did he say?
He said, like, have a good day today. And it's cool because we text.
Have a good day. See you never.
Maybe he wants, right? Bye, see you never.
Same way. No, I know for sure this guy is like, I think it's dating like friend. Let's see where, like, let's just be friends type of vibe. Uh-huh. Because we don't text every day. We don't text like all day. It's literally like a message of like, have a good day in the day and then, yeah, whatever. Which is fine because again, I'm not gonna rush anything or force anything, but it was a great time. It was a really fun time. I had a lot of fun and I really needed that, because yeah, just I've been feeling drained with work, but we're not gonna speak about that. Actually, drained's not even the word anymore. It's disappointed. But yeah, no, I think, yeah, that's kind of it. It was a great date. I might have another one tonight.
Oh, damn.
Well, listen, I'm here. You know what? I'm the girl from the memes that say, today I'm feeling like having a little bit of a little nice bougie dinner. Let's see who's going to take me out tonight. But no. Yeah,
so
I don't know.
What's going on with USC?
That scared me.
What's going on with USC?
So, I have to take the CBUS for USC, and I had to take it because obviously my high school grades and my community college grades were not the best, so I have to retake all those exams, and I passed 2 out of 3. So I already got accepted, like my offer letter's there. I need to get into the program, and to get into this program, I have to have the CBUS completed. And I was telling Luis that, like, I already feel like a badass for even making it into USC because when I remember applying, I thought, fuck, that's a fucking, like, prestige school. Maybe not, but at least for us, like, that's, like, holy shit. That's big. So I told him, like, I have the exam for the math part in una semana, and if I pass it, great, we're going to USC. And if I don't, I think that I will, I won't feel bad. I may be a little bit sad, but I will accept the fact that things happen for a reason. And my biggest, like, how do you say, my biggest accomplishment yet for that has been that I have received an offer letter that said, Judith, you made it to USC. And to me, that's already very important because that just goes to show that I'm a fucking badass and I can... What the fuck are you doing? And
what the fuck are you doing?
Luis is out here changing the fucking colors of the light and she's trying to make it romantic and not. It just goes to show that I'm capable and I know that I can. And maybe not right now, but I know that I will. And yeah, but I know that I'm gonna fucking pass it. It's just a little bit stressful because math is not my fucking forte. And so, yeah, I'm nervous, but we will see what happens. I believe that whatever.
Well, if you stop going to Indio
and study. Bitch, I haven't even gone.
Woo, let's go.
And study for this math test, maybe you'd pass the math test.
I've literally been under a rock. I've been in my room. I have a friend, another guy friend, who I met through the dating app. We know him as, should we? He doesn't listen. Anyways, we know him as Aguas Calientes, because he's from over there. And I feel so bad, porque siempre está like, let's do something. And I'm just like, ugh, I don't have the energy, because I know he wants
to. Well, you can give him my number.
Ugh, you're a bitch. Like, I know he wants to go explore and go to the bars.
I'll take him exploring.
Oh, my God. And, like, I don't have the energy anymore. Like,
I have energy.
Oh, bitch.
I have energy.
And I don't want to do that. So I'm just like. I just want to stay home. Which, by the way, on Netflix, if you are on Netflix, there's a series called One Day. If you're into, like, rom-coms, like, romantic, like, shit like that. Dude, I finished it yesterday. Y estaba llorando, like so hard. I was like, oh, my God. What the fuck? But it's a great series. You should all watch it. It's, like.
What is it called?
One Day.
It's one of the great cosmic mysteries. How is that someone can go from being a total stranger to being the most important person in your life? What do you want to be when you're 40?
Am I allowed to say
rich? What about you?
I want to do something that actually makes a difference.
Change the world, you mean?
Maybe just my own tiny corner of it.
You have all these people telling you how great you are. You know, smart, funny, talented.
Oi!
I've been telling you for years. So why don't you believe it?
He still mates with Dexter. He's doing all right for himself.
And also, if you haven't seen Love on the Spectrum, fucking absolutely love that series. That series is beautiful. It's just, it makes you realize that a lot of the times you really are stuck in your own bubble, that you think that, like, nobody else has problems but you, and that maybe you think, like, I don't know. It's just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful series. I would say watch it.
Well, since we're recommending series, I recommend going on Peacock, because you could see all of the Real Housewives there. But they have a show called...
Wow, you have Peacock and you haven't shared that information, you stupid cunt.
I got the 1 month free service.
Yeah, stupid bitch. So, you still gonna share.
So there's a, ¿cómo se llama? There's a show on there called Couple to Throuple. And it's really, really good. It's such a great show.
If you were given the chance at non-monogamy in paradise, what would you do?
I'm Scott Evans, and I will be your guide on a journey for love unlike you've ever seen before.
For the next month, four curious couples will be given the unique opportunity to turn that fantasy into a reality.
I've never been on a date with three people. You know what I'm saying?
Me either.
I'm bisexual, and he's more of a don't knock it till you try sexual.
Yeah.
Is kind of like our first time dating as a couple.
You make a good team. Check. Let's go.
Every few days, they'll invite one of 14 open-minded singles to throuple up with them in the resort.
We would like to invite...
Wah, wah. With a bed big enough for three.
It's a really interesting show because you could totally tell the ones that are going there to just, like, mess around. And then also, like, the ones that actually do come out as throuples is pretty interesting to see in the dynamics y todo ese rollo. And also on Peacock, you have that Yolanda Saldívar documentary.
You haven't shared that shit?
Is great, y'all. And
unbelievably tragic news today. Selena is dead.
Police say she was gunned down in a Texas motel by a fan. Yolanda Saldívar.
An artist killed by their fan club president? This is like, come on. This doesn't happen.
Family members say Saldívar was embezzling money from the fan club and that Selena was shot while trying to fire the woman.
Yolanda Saldívar killed Selena intentionally and knowingly.
What the public's been told isn't exactly what happened in reality.
All these years, Yolanda saying the same thing. I didn't mean to do it. It was an accident.
Is there more to the story than I know? Hell yes. As long as the person at the center of all this, I mean, she's still around. You got anything to say?
After so many years, I think it's time to set the story straight.
Yeah, I already finished watching it.
Wow!
It's just two fucking episodes.
Well, still,
it's
bitch.
Two episodes.
We
but,
do everything together, you stupid hoe.
But I definitely recommend you watching it. I know that there's a lot of people that are like, oh, fuck that. Why did I give you, like, watch it. I'm going to give it another month for people to watch it. And if you were one of those people that like, oh, no, I don't want to give her the time of day. I don't want to. All I'm going to say, I'm not going to ruin it for you. All I'm going to say is you have to watch it because I had a feeling about this one, and two, I had sort of, I guess, like a personal encounter
with Yolanda
with the Quintanillas as far as like
with Pee-wee.
Stupida.
It's not even the Quintanilla.
Experiencing the like the wrath, I guess. So I want to talk about this series because no one's talking about it. And listen, at the end of the day, nadie le va a quitar the fact that she did kill a person, regardless of whether it was Selena or whoever, she did kill someone. But everything that is mentioned on this documentary is so eye-opening, one. And two, when it happened in, what was it, 1995?
94.
When were you born, 94?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because you were like months when this shit happened. I remember like you were months. I was already like 12 years old. So you have to keep in mind that everything that was said, that everything we were fed, like there was no social media back then. So we were literally believing everything that we were being fed through TV, through the radio, through print, through any sort of media. So you just have to watch it. Like if you're one of those persons that is like hesitant or don't want to watch it because you're like fucking Selena fan to the max. No, you have to watch it. You have to watch it. So I think in about a month, we'll talk about it and watch it.
Well, let me borrow the fucking peacock shit.
Let's do a whole episode on it. And I like, it is great. So anyways, that's what we've been up to. It's been busy. We are launching at 178 stores, Globitos. So those are already arriving and it includes Texas, y'all. So if there is anybody listening in Texas, we're going to be in Dallas, El Paso, San Antonio, Houston, and some other cities as well. And also we are in the process, in the works of being a part of a grocery chain for Globitos. We've already submitted all of our paperwork. We're just waiting to see if like everything checks out for them, and then we'll announce where we're going to be, but we're super excited about that too.
Good things are coming.
Oh, and be on the lookout because we are also about to launch.
Warp.
Huh?
I was going to say something.
We are about to launch a family business.
And it's not only fans. Because you said you wanted to open one, and I already have one, so we're going to convince everybody else to have one.
So we are super excited about
this. Just
kidding,
I don't have an OnlyFans.
We're about to launch a family business, and more so because
it's a circus.
I mean...
And all of our dogs that we have here at the house.
They're performing. So we're so excited. We can't wait to share this with you all. And more importantly, I think that one of the things that I'm mostly excited about this business is the fact that my dad's going to be able to do something and feel like he's doing something, right? And he liked the idea, which almost never happens. And
no, well,
No, yeah. Because he's always like, not that he's negative and not that he's not supportive. He's supportive. But there have been very little, I mean, I can't even think of an idea when he was like, oh my God, yes. In this one, he was like from the get-go. He really liked the idea. We're actually having
a brunch tomorrow
where we're all going to talk about it. We're going to discuss it. And whoever wants to join can join. And whoever doesn't agree, then they're just not going to be a part of it. But this is going to be...
It's going to be a mini Shark Tank.
But this is going to be extended to my sister-in-law, my partner, to like the whole family, you know? And we're really, really excited about it. So just wait for more details and wait for the name and wait for the cuteness and wait for everything that's going to happen. So we are excited to share this with everyone. So yeah. Anything else?
That's it. That's kind of all we've been up to.
Okay. So you can find me at _DIGUE. And Judit, do you know your social media?
Yeah, it's Judith Aguilar, but instead of a name,
it's not even Judith Aguilar.
It's J Aguilar. Yeah, it is. Go look for it, you guys. I think the only one who just doesn't get it is you. Because everybody else...
No one else gets it.
Everybody else already follows me.
No one else gets it. No, Hoodie. No one else gets it.
Why do you always want to be the fucking...
Anyways, goodbye.
The popular sister.
Oh, one more thing. Please make sure to write a review. Rate our podcast. Because that is important so that we can get it out to more people. So please, please, please... rate the podcast wherever you're listening, whether it be Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to this podcast. Give us a review, give us a 5-star rating. And if you have time, porfa, write a review and let us know what you think about this podcast. All right, that's it. Thank you so much. Nos vemos. Bye.
Bye.